Hey, what's up, my friends? I hope that you're doing well wherever you are in the world. It is officially 2023, and I just first and foremost want to say Happy New Year, my friends. I'm very excited that we have another year and another opportunity to change our lives, to transform our trauma, and to become the heroes of our own story. You know, last year, one of the things that we did that I'm very proud of, not only for myself, but the team, is we released a show every single day, 365 days in a row. And that was a huge accomplishment. And in that time period, a couple of things happened. One, I realized it's a lot of work, way more work than I thought. It is emotionally and mentally demanding. And ultimately, it is something that I feel like brought a lot of value to my life and to, I hope, your life. As we head into 2023, we will no longer be doing a daily episode. We are still doing multiple episodes a week. Right now, we are for sure going to do 3, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and we may actually end up doing 4. I'm not positive just yet. A couple of reasons why we are doing this is, one, as you may know, I also run a company called Pods of Purpose, where we help purpose-driven entrepreneurs use podcasting to create content to empower and change the world. We have a litany of shows under our belt there, and I'm also launching a new show over there called Entrepreneurs with Purpose. That show will actually be launching next week. And if you don't know this, I've been an entrepreneur for a very long time. I'm very passionate about it. I love, love, love being a business owner and helping people solve problems. And so I wanted to create a secondary show. And so Pods of Purpose will end up coming out twice a week. That'll probably be on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So we're still going to be putting out 5 to 6 days of content and podcasts just in different arenas. And then I'm also working on a third show right now that will soon be announced. I'm not ready to talk about it yet because I'm working out all the pieces. That said, Think Unbroken is near and dear to my heart. We're going on 5 years, almost 600 episodes. I've interviewed hundreds of people, and I've recorded just myself hundreds of times talking about what I know about this journey of transformation. And so as we continue to go forward, that won't change. There will just be less frequency. And I had a couple of thoughts behind that. Not only is it creating the new content for the new show, but it's about, can we create better content for you? Can I get amazing guests, continue to get amazing guests? And one of the things that I got from feedback from people was that it was just so constant and frequent, they weren't able to listen to everything that they wanted to. And I get that, because I have my favorite shows and I don't always get to listen to all of those. And so I know what that's like. You're like, oh man, I really want to listen to this, but I have 9 million things to do. So lowering the frequency, you should just know right now, it's not about lowering the quality. That will never, ever, ever happen. But what will happen is we'll make some adjustments around how often we're doing it. And I'll tell you this, we have amazing guests in the hopper for you. You may not know this, but we already have content for the next 3 months, all brand new episodes. Where you may have noticed at the end of 2022, because of the focus on Unbroken Conference, because of the focus on needing to pivot, because I run another business as well, we did a lot of compilations. There were new episodes. So all the Unbroken Conference episodes with those speakers were all brand new. But it was so tight trying to get those in. And basically what happened was we had to do a lot of compilation episodes. We had to do a lot of mashup episodes. I had to throw in some old episodes from the vault. And I want to make sure to continue to serve you guys at the highest level by creating new content with less frequency, but more intention. Just to be straight up with you, I am the kind of person that when I say I'm going to do something, come hell or high water, it's done. Anyone who truly knows me knows this. And the reason why is because to me, it's not only integrity, but word is bond. You know, growing up where I grew up, a big part of this was like, yo, you got to keep your word all the time. And I'm not going to lie, I've struggled with that in my teens and definitely in my 20s. But it's for years and years and years and years, I do everything in my power to keep my word, whether it's, you know, my own physical health, doing Muay Thai, running marathons, doing 75 hard, the way I eat, the way I date, the way I communicate with people, the way I run businesses, the way I have friendships, the way I talk to every, like, it's like I do exactly what I say I'm going to do. Always, all the time. Now, the downside of that is sometimes doing what you say you're going to do at frequency in capacity of nonstop all the time, 24/7 leads to burnout, leads to not giving it enough effort, leads to a lot of different things that I am not particularly fond of. In fact, as I look back at 2022 in this podcast, particularly, one of the things that I'm not happy about is the number of compilations, mashups, and old episodes that we had to re-air. Not that you shouldn't do that, because I find huge value in that. It was just the frequency in which we had to do it because of my speaking schedule, my travel schedule, events, running multiple businesses. And what happened is I realized, like, oh man, I'm keeping my promise to do this every single day. And what's really fascinating is people still continue to listen. So first and foremost, thank you for that. In fact, just a week ago, I found out we were the number one show in the entire country of Iceland. It's amazing. It's the first time we've ever have been number one. We've been as high as number 7, number 9, around the world, you know, closing in on 1 million downloads. We've done a lot, but what I will say is we've never been number one. And so that was a really, really powerful experience. And that tells me that you guys are listening, that you're not mad at the compilations or mashups. But I wanted, for me, what it feels like the most pertinent thing that I can do is create a higher level of quality content for you. And so that will be the game plan moving forward. We'll be right back to today's show, but first I need to ask you a question. Are you feeling stuck? Are you feeling like you don't have the support to go to the next level in your healing journey? Are you feeling like you wish you had a little bit more support from not only myself, but the Unbroken Nation? Well, my friend, I want to invite you to come and join our live weekly coaching sessions in Think Unbroken. All you have to do is go to Keys, K-E-Y-S, keys.thinkunbroken.com to sign up and join us today with 100% money back, no questions asked, guaranteed, and no contract or commitment. Every week for the next year, you can come and be a part of our live coaching sessions each Monday as we dive deep into not only answering your questions, but questions from the Unbroken Nation, and help you take all of the information that you learn in the podcast, in the courses, and other areas of this journey, bring them into your life and use it in a way that is practical, life-changing, and transformative. So my friend, join us at keys.thinkunbroken.com, and we will see you this Monday. So we'll continue to do guest interviews because I think that's really important. You will see me integrate myself into those interviews more. To be straight up with you, and I've told a lot of the people, especially recently who have been on the show, I've told them, you know, we've recorded 500 plus episodes of this. I've interviewed hundreds of people. We've said a lot of things that can be said. And so I want to pivot into giving the space for more storytelling, maybe not doing so practical of a podcast like A plus B equals C, but more let's talk about the emotions and the feelings and the things that come up with that. And then I think the other element of it is to integrate myself into the show more because, well, it is my show and I have a lot of things that I can bring to the table that we haven't even discussed. So you'll see that in guest interviews, but also in the solo episodes that I do moving forward, I'm going to share some stories with you I've never shared on this show before. I'm going to share really how I've overcome some dark shit. I'm also going to share some really dark things because I think it's important. And as the host of the show and someone who has gone down the path that you are on or you are starting or you've been down, I think it's really important to share what I understand to be the frameworks for change based on the experiences that I've had. Something that I haven't done at scale for two reasons. One, I felt, especially at the beginning of this show, that I really wanted to highlight my guests, which I still want to do. That's very, very important to me. But two, there's something in my heart that I feel about the approach of practicality in an analytical sense, that we've said everything that can be said. And I mean this, like I really do. If you really started at the beginning of Think Unbroken podcast going back almost 5 years ago, and you listened to all the episodes, everything you could ever imagine about healing trauma is there. It's all there. And so now as we pivot, it's like, I want to get into the more storytelling mode, share more of myself, my journey. And look, and I accept the reality of doing so. There's going to be people who stop listening, and there's going to be people who are like, you know, you talk too much or you tell too many stories or whatever. But in my heart, that's what I believe is right. To not only, I want to connect with you guys all more. Like, I think that's really probably foundation, the most important aspect of this to me. I want to connect with you more in a human way, less so in a coach way, and less so in a mentor way, and more so as a, here I am, this is the shit I've been through, this is how I think about life. Is there practicality in that? Sure, I'll talk to you about how I work through certain things, but like ultimately I want to have a really humanized connection and conversation with you. That feels important. So that's kind of the framework, what I think and believe is in the best intention of the show for you, for me, for Think Unbroken as we go forward into 2022. And to be honest with you, I'm very excited. I'm very excited because there are some guests who are coming to this show who will absolutely blow you away. There's a couple of people, I won't say their names because I want you to know when it happens. There are a couple of people who are coming on this show who literally never do podcasts. They maybe do 3 or 4 a year. And to get them on the show has been a hurdle to say the least, but the quality of people that I'm having on is massively important moving forward. So I'll leave it at that. I won't go in too deep, but you can expect to see this approach as we go forward into this year. And I want to know your thoughts. I want to know your feedback. So whether you leave a review, whether you click the subscribe, if you're listening to this on YouTube, or if you DM me on social, like I want to know if you're getting more or less value. Do you want it every day? Do you want it 3 times a week, 2 times a week, 5 times? Like, I don't know what the magic number is. I just know that in my heart, I feel like because we're adding the Entrepreneurs with Purpose podcast, Entrepreneurs with Purpose podcast, because we're adding a couple other shows under our belt, a couple that I'm really passionate about. One is going, so I'll probably have 4 shows by the end of the year. And one of them is going to be, you guys don't know this, except I've shared it before. Like, I really cut my teeth public speaking and stand-up comedy. And I fucking love comedy. It's one of my favorite things. And so I'm starting a comedy-ish podcast. I'll get into it later. I don't want to let the dragon out of the den before we have him tamed. So anyway, that said, my friends, thank you for being here. I'm very excited for 2023. I'm very excited to continue to serve you, to bring on amazing guests, to help you transform your trauma into triumph. Do me a favor, please leave a review. I looked at the stats. 90% of the people listening to this show have never left a review. That's thousands of reviews. Guys, please trust me when I say, when you leave reviews, it helps other people. You're playing a role in somebody's transformation when you do so. So do me a favor, do that. Do yourself a favor. Help transform the world. And with that, my friends, thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. And until next time, be unbroken. I'll see ya. Hey, Unbroken Nation. We'll be right back to the show, but I wanted to let you know that you can grab a copy of my first book, Think Unbroken, Understanding and Overcoming Childhood Trauma, for free. If you go to book.thinkunbroken.com, you can download the PDF ebook version of the book and get everything that I know about the baseline of healing trauma for free, downloaded to your email right now. Just go to book.thinkunbroken.com to download your copy of Think Unbroken, Understanding and Overcoming Childhood Trauma for a PDF for your phone. Again, that is book.thinkunbroken.com. Thank you so much for listening to Think Unbroken. Please share this episode with someone who could use it and help us move forward in our mission of ending generational trauma in our lifetime. And if you would, please take 5 seconds to pop on iTunes or Spotify, hit that 5-star, leave a review, and you can also reach out to us on social at Michael Unbroken or at Think Unbroken. And of course, you can check out our YouTube channel at think unbroken. Thank you for being a part of Unbroken Nation, my friends. And until next time, be unbroken.